Hey folks, Ninja Turtle here. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to part one. I mean, I assume you tuned into part one because that's where all the content was. So if you didn't listen to it, definitely catch it because it's pretty good. Part two really was impromptu. We never planned on doing a show that was almost 3 hours long. If you've listened to our past panels, you know we're shooting for about an hour. So the conversation really just kind of evolved on its own, and it took a turn that we didn't really want to remove from the podcast as a whole, partially because those involved were pretty passionate about what they were talking about. So we decided just to bring it as a two-parter. We're going to lead it in right where part one was kind of split out, fleshed out as a natural ending point. It's also worth mentioning that both Jane Fillon and Xander Fina did have to leave us shortly after the start of this recording. So we hope you enjoy the what's going to be a little bit more of a dramatic read than part one.
Alrighty. I think that is a... I will give Allie the option to respond, but that could be a note we end on.
Alrighty!
I mean, mostly just... I could respond, but we would end up just rehashing Summergate, you know, all over again.
Well, why not, Allie? Why not?
Complicated...
I'm right here. I'm the guy that started it. I'm the guy that triggered it. Let's rehash it. Let's go toe-to-toe. I have no
Let's
problem
Let's let Xander
it.
Go to sleep.
I would love to let Xander go to sleep, but I know Xander is well invested in the idea of what just took place during Summergate in about 8 months ago, and now we're into CSM elections, and yet we've heard nothing. I think Xander would actually...
I think we need to be really careful here about how much blame we lay at CSM's feet.
I'm not laying any blame. I have the CSM chairman in my corporation on speed dial on my phone. I know where the blame lies. The fact is, we don't have players stepping up that are part of the organization that was there to guard it, doing what they need to do and get us the answers we need. And if that's not what the job of the CSM is, then you know what? Then that's not the body I want to be a part of. The answers we need as players need to come forward, and that's the shit I grilled over and over and over again. It took my character to the point of never being able to play the game. Protect the sandbox. That's your role on CSM. Everything else is meaningless.
You know, I agree that it is absolutely the role of the CSM to get stuff from CCP to the player base. That's a thing that I've been doing on the CSM. That's a thing that I've been working for, and that's a thing that I work to do as much as possible. I'm going to turn this around and ask you a question regarding your future on the CSM. There's been a lot of controversy over what's gone on with the CSM chairman or the CSM vice chairman, Rupert Tegg, and his blog post, and the way in which his blog post arguably spurred, or is viewed to have spurred, a witch hunt against a player, is the kind of perception.
Oh, this is good.
Is this practice?
I really wish you hadn't brought that up.
Oh, I'm all about this. Go ahead, Allie. Continue with your question, because I'm all about this. Go ahead. Me and Jester draw swords, but yet we drink beers, and I appreciate what he did, but go ahead.
My question for you is, do you believe that you should use your CSM? Do you believe that all stunts or whatever are fair game as a CSM member?
First of all, I don't count what Jester did as a stunt, all right? He is a well-known blogger. Well established before being on the CSM. I believe what Jester used, i.e. Ripper Tag, the gentleman I met in Iceland, drank beers with, toured CCP with Allie, I think is a human being first off and foremost. And I think what he did was something that he did not because of EVE Online or not because of the CSM position and what he blogged about. So his history and his resume will outweigh what he wrote about and talked about. Do I think Jester used the wrong vocabulary? Absolutely. Believe me. I think there's better words he could have used to get his point across. But he drew us to a point of contention between the human side and the gaming side that we all needed to take a look at and have a check. So It had nothing to do with CSM, because I promise you this, if Jester would have found out about this subject and not been on CSM, he would have still brought it forward for us as EVE players to take a look at and you know what? Pick a side. And the fact of the matter is, Jester thinks I'm on the other side, and I'm not. I only draw the other side because of the word usage in his blog. So believe me, Jester is a well-known community. Ripper Tag is a well-known person within our community, no different than me doing what I did with Summer, and I'm not on CSM. The fact of the matter is he did not abuse his CSM position to bring something that the E community needs to address upfront and personal, because I'm sorry, CCP needs to focus on dealing with these things because we are a 10-year-old game. Not because Ripper brought it forward. Thank God it was Ripper. Because if it was a lawyer that was going to cost CCP dollars, we may not be playing this game in 2015. So I have to tip my hat to Ripper. I might have ended up way down on the CSM ballot. Whoa, I don't know why that was. But the fact of the matter is, I have a struggling vocabulary when it comes to what his interpretation of torture is. I do not have a struggling vocabulary when it comes to watching somebody use EVE Online to take human beings out and verbally abuse them, haze them, do all those things. And I do not have a struggling vocabulary when it comes to the fact that human beings that want to subject themselves to that are bigger morons than the guys doing it. Ripper brought us to the point that we needed to address a situation in a game that has the most unique environment. And if we want to stay out of those areas that are going to destroy that environment, then yes, the CSM has to address those things. CCP has to address those things. And if they don't, through their marketing and they're being out in front of the arguments and being out in front of these issues, then they're failing as a company. But they're not failing as a company at recognizing a long-term player like Jester, like Ripper, same guy, saying, this has got to end because I want my son to play EVE 10 years from now. I want people to play EVE and not realize that they're going to go to an environment where they got people like Aronica drawing them out. And Aronica, hey, I'm all about progressive discipline. Suffered through it, been through it multiple times with CCP. Never been exactly banned to have my account removed, but there's progressive discipline, and I think the best company out there to follow through with progressive discipline is CCP, because they've done a great job. They got a great business model. They got good people at the helm down there in community. Svenny, freaking Falcon, the whole nine yards. They are so much out in front of all these ideas and all of these problems that they are dealing with this on a one-on-one basis, and they're making good rulings, and they're establishing what I call in my union world, what I call in the process that I go to negotiate. It's a simple thing. It's called past practice, and it has more weight than anything you sign in real life. Past practice, and that's consistent with how CCP deals with all of these events in game. And as a CSM member, the fact is, if we want to sit there and fucking play in the gray area, we want to sit there and all of a sudden, you know, color the gray area and try to negotiate and this, that, and the other, I will not stand for that ever on CSM. Go with past practice, move forward, and make New Eden safe, not only for the human beings that play it, but for the people that are playing the game 20,000 years in the future. And if you can't do that as a CSM member, if you can't do that as an EVE player, then you know what? Go find another game. And there's a lot of gaming companies out there that will ban your account immediately for you being a douchebag. Sorry, that's how I am. That's passionate. That's me at the fucking core. And that's what I'm going to basically say to those people that I've said for the last 5 fucking years at FanFest. That I stood in their faces and got in the one-on-ones in the bars and down at the Harpa and down at the sports arenas and had been there with CCP as an investor and somebody that cares about the game. If you don't understand that, then you know what? As a new player, that's the origin that we come from. And if I see that wrecked, I'm going to stand in the way of that. That's where I come from in that whole E1 incident. And I have a person that I put number 2 on my ballot right now that put me number 10 or whatever on his, who thinks I don't like him. I love him for his stand. I love him for what he did. Because That's what CCP makes out of us EVE players. That's what CSM makes out of people that stand up and care for the game and put their real name on the line. And when you get that, that's when all of a sudden you stop playing the fucking in-game politics and the out-of-game politics, and you start looking at what's going to make our game better so it lasts 10 years into the future. And you don't have to edit any of that, Alec. And if that gets out, no,
we don't plan on it. We don't plan on it. That is, I think it's a bit unfortunate of you, but...
Unfortunate in what way? In what way? Seriously, Alec, what way? I'm not playing the political game. It's who I am. It's where I stand. You come to FanFest, and we'll have that same conversation sitting in a bar, let alone on these comms for some podcast.
You know me, Brad. I've met you at FanFest. I'll probably, when I head out to Chicago in June, hopefully I'm going to be able to
We're going to do a meetup in June?
Yeah. We're going to go up there for a wedding.
Well, let's do that, and then we'll go down. I will actually buy you dinner at Levels on the Lake. And now we'll introduce you to somebody very important.
But I like free things, so that's good.
You'll like this dinner, by the way.
In this instance, my personal ethics as a CSM veteran of two terms, I cannot.
I voted you number two on the list.
I just cannot get behind that.
I don't disagree with you.
Handled that situation correctly. That him getting ahead of CCP on that issue, if they were in fact already going to ban Erotica One, which I've heard from multiple sources.
We don't know. And that's the way CCP handles things. And not knowing sometimes is better than actually knowing.
No, it's not.
Well, Alec, ask me this. If it prevents us from having an intelligent conversation around an election... Did I get banned as a player? Did I get banned as a player for what I did for my stand on Summer Blink?
Obviously not.
I'll give you... No, you don't know that. Because I won't share with
you're
you
playing.
The... No, I won't share with you correspondence that I had. Neither will Ripper, and neither will Aronica. Because the fact of the matter is, I think the correspondence that ended up on Aronica's desk were probably the same correspondence that ended up on mine.
And we have no way of knowing that. And it's,
that's right, because if I do, I end up violating the EULA.
Calm down. If it prevents us from having an intelligent discussion as an electoral community, then I think it is not a helpful policy. If we want to look at this as a virtual world, if we want to look at this process as a deliberative democratic process, I think that does the player base and the community a grave disservice, because we can't intelligently discuss these issues
where we want these community standards to be. But I'm sorry, Alec, you can't intelligently discuss when you hear somebody being abused. Sorry. Been through it. When you hear somebody saying, "I'm going to commit suicide," live through it. I was an advocate. And as a human being,
I'm not going to let you throw out facts that aren't true. He never said he was going to kill himself.
No, it doesn't matter. Those are the places that CCP has to go. And I never want a GM working at that company to have to suffer through the emotional highs and lows. We don't know where this all went. The fact of the matter is as a human being, I will never even closely remote saying what Aronica One did is sandbox play. At this point, we're not even talking about him.
We're talking about Rip Arteg. What Rip Arteg did,
all he did was expose what was taking place. No different than what I exposed what Summer was doing. Why are you blaming Ripper?
Because unlike Summer, where you did something because CCP was being hypocritical and they were granting one player an exception that they shouldn't have, apparently, by all sources that care to make a comment on it, CCP was well on their way to banning him anyway, and Rip Arteg embarrassed our community, embarrassed the position of the vice chairmanship of the CSM, to get a jump on CCP to force them to do it sooner than they otherwise would have.
I don't think Alec or myself can speak from the position of saying that Aronica One was banned. None of us can. And if anybody here says, then they're going to go violate the EULA. No one here can speak specifically saying, I know Aronica was banned for a fact. I have it written down. This is the GM that banned him. Go ahead.
Well, then he's not banned,
Alex.
CCP is okay with it, right?
Don't know that. they're okay with following their own business model for how they handle these situations. And if Aronica wants to be part of our group in game, Alec, you know what? He needs to abide by what CCP's decision is for him to continue to prosper and live within the New Eden universe. And if he doesn't want to do that, then you know what? CCP will hand down the band and we won't know one way or the other. I put the decision of CCP out there, and you know what I hold it's the one thing I have, according to the EULA and according to TOS, is the one thing every ETH player has. When we don't feel like it is in the CCP is acting in the best interest of your gameplay, you have the right to unsubscribe and stop paying the developers of this game. That is your only part of the EULA and the TOS that you own. And when EVE players recognize that and they begin to weigh against their actions and the changes and the developments and everything in the game, and they take their $15 a month and make it important, and at least they send out the petitions and they do all the things to let that company know this is why they're no longer going to participate, the company will make a decision based upon the percentages, not based upon the emotional responses from some sandbox community. They'll do it in dollars and cents. And that is what I expect CCP to act on. I don't expect them to act upon anything other than that.
Well, you know what? I do. And I think every CSM member should. Because if we have to get to the point where we have to Threadnought and have unsubscription drives to get positive change in the game in whatever direction.
What positive change was Aronica trying to do in the Threadnought? Tell me about the positive change. No, you said positive change. You brought Aronica and you linked it to positive change. You can't do that, Alec. I'm sorry. There's no positive change in what he did in abusing that human being. There is no positive change.
Calm down.
You're trying to link two things. You're trying to link 20,000 years in the future, and yet I'm talking about things that have to deal with human beings. And that you can't make that. You can't cross that line. None of us can. It's wrong.
Black.
Flat out fucking wrong, Alec.
Black, you brought it up. Thank you, Turtle. You brought it up. You said that the only way CCP has to answer for anything is if players up and quit. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not making a comment about Erotica.
No. Up and quit in the sense that if they don't like how they handled the Erotica situation, you will see them mass exit at the game. I'm not saying force the quitting, burn G to the whole nine yards. If there are players that don't like that process and what happens with Erotica, him dragging out and using the medium even online to abuse human beings, those players will leave the game. That's a business decision. That is not our decision. Because as human beings, our decision should be no one should be allowed to use the median of EVE Online to draw somebody out, to abuse them like that. And yet, no one in this game should not be educated to the environment that they're walking into, that if they go into those events, they have outs. Because that's the bad part. That guy knew he had no outs, and he's as big a moron as Aronica is. That's the fine line we walk.
Well, I think you've made your position quite clear. I agree that Erotica 1 being gone is certainly no sweat off the back of this community.
We don't know.
I disagree with you.
You said he's gone. We don't know. Please tell me he's gone. Show me where his account is banned.
Everyone who's had any substantive comment on the issue has mentioned the fact that he can no longer access his account. So.
Exactly. That's NDA material. But I don't know that, but that's the fact of it. You show me. Show me.
You are a major fucking hypocrite if you want to go there.
No, I'm not a major hypocrite. All I'm saying is we're all speaking from a position of authority saying he's been banned. And yet the sad part is because of the process that's in place, none of us can say 100% Aronica 1's been banned. Tell me you knew 100% I was banned for my stand. Tell me Ripper's being banned for his stand. Tell me Aronica's being banned for his actions. Show me 100% that he's banned, and then I will say somebody just violated the EULA. Thank you.
No, I'm not going to have to provide 100% proof to have a discussion about this issue. I'm sorry. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to talk about anything. I think you're a hypocrite for wanting to have all this Summer Blink stuff out in the open, but you're not willing to have this other.
Oh, so let's go. Oh, so it's not. You called me a hypocrite, so now I have to defend the fact that Alec, I'm a hypocrite. The Summer Blink stuff was about a corporation in game that was RMTing, gaining an advantage, and using something that other people have been banned for. Now that is all within the sandbox. That's all the things that CCP can apply all the EULA and all the rules to, and yet has no human consequences. Now, did that affect their business model? In what sense? Yes, that somebody at their company made a mistake and not protecting the sandbox. Let's step that forward, Alec, and let's look into the bigger picture. We have a person that is abusing human beings using our median that we have some gray area in. I think there's a
And you don't want to know if he's banned.
There's a great – listen, I want to go by what CCP allows me. Knowing is one thing. I can yell and scream and pound my feet and go, yeah, I want to know. But the fact of the matter is I'm going to go by the ground rules that CCP has established. Knowing is not my right. It is CCP's allowance to have that happen. So that is where we're at in this discussion. Not whether or not the subject matter of me and Summer Blink or Ronica and his human abuse – you try to draw a correlation to those, and you are so wrong. The fact of the matter is one is so different than the other that letting CCP know their stance on one isn't about human abuse. The other one, letting them know their stance on the other, is how they want to move forward with their community when it comes to somebody diving in who might abuse these human rights and take somebody out and abuse them in some other median. I think they are so distinctly different that to draw correlation is kind of shallow.
Well, okay. I don't think we're going to be able to continue on this line of discussion because I think we're sort of talking past each other here. I'm trying to move away from the specifics of each case, and you.
But you can't, Alec. You can't because you draw. No. You draw us to the specifics.
No,
you
draw I'm trying to the specific. To, I'm trying to
you
move try
to link. You try to link
CCP
Summer Blink
handles these issues in general.
Right, you try to draw Summer Blink as an issue in the sandbox to CCP handling a
because,
situation that moved outside of the sandbox to human abuse. Tell me where the correlation in those. Yes, it all
the correlation
correlates to CCP.
It all
correlates
both
to CCP handling it, Alec.
Right.
You know that it correlates down to a business model, and in the business model, one has legal repercussions. The other one has sandbox repercussions. And believe me, if I am in the business of providing a median, I'm going to look at the legal side before the sandbox side. Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Oh my God. Yes, you're telling me I'm not, and I am in that. I am in that world.
You're not even running to be part of that business. That's not the CSM's job.
Yeah, I didn't say it was a CSM's job, but you're criticizing what an ETH player, Jester, Ripper did. He's not a CSM member at that point. He's a human being. He used no inside information as a CSM member. He used nothing was taking place. He saw something was happening in the real human side of the game, and he took a stand. And I tip my hat to him. I took a stand to what's happening 20,000 years in the future. I think my incident of what I took a stand on pales in comparison to what Ripper took a stand to. And that's where I think we kind of break away. CCP made a ruling on the human side for what took place with Ironica. They made a ruling on with me on the business side for what's better for the sandbox. That's where we made my break. I don't cross those lines.
So you only want their business, what you consider business side rulings explained to the players. But when it comes to how, you know, how we treat each other as human beings, you're fine
with CCP
not
explaining. I think Falcon did a great
side.
I think Falcon did a great job. If you go read his forum post, go ahead and read the response by CCP. I think he did a great job to responding to the community. And I think the community as a whole did a great job responding to the dirtbags that want to use our universe to draw people out for whatever reason for human abuse out there on the internet. And I think our community stepped up even more than CCP, and I got a greater respect for how we responded. And you know what? I think CCP echoed that, and I think Falcon echoed that. And I think as EVE players, we need to continue to echo that. That I'm sorry, you sick fucks out there that want to come in here and abuse what is very unique to the gaming community, we're not going to stand for it. Ever. And that's the line we need to draw. That's the line we need to draw as human beings. And if you can't get behind that, then I'm sorry. That's just freaking wrong.
I have no issue with getting behind that, but it still doesn't touch on Ripper Tagg. You can say that he's...
You tell me one thing Ripper Tagg did wrong. Show me where Ripper Tagg violated the EULA, the TOS, and yet Allie's here. She's part of the CSM. You show me where he violated the NDA in making a stand for human beings. Please.
I did not say that he did. I was presenting.
Allie, I know you didn't. I'm just saying. I drew out the three areas that I can criticize Ripper for, or I'm sorry, Jester for, or whoever it is for. I gave you the three areas, and I cannot criticize him for what he did at all.
So, Black, let me put it to you this question. If Ripper did what he did, but you didn't think what Erotica did was wrong, would you still think Ripper was right in handling that situation, putting out that post that he put out? If CCP wound up taking no action against this guy... Forget it's Erotic One, make it somebody else in your brain. If Ripper behaved the same way, would you think that was okay?
Okay, again, rephrase your question because I'm going to give you a great answer. One more time.
If it was any other player, any other situation, and Ripper Tagg posted what he posted and got everybody riled up the way he got riled up,
So Ripper CCP's has a action. Voice communication on comms of an Eve player being abused.
No,
it's what he posted. It's what he linked that I listened to. It wasn't what he wrote.
Maybe it was a picture. Maybe it's
wasn't what he wrote. You can do maybes. I'm going by Ripper's explicit.
I'm
not gonna allow you to blow the picture up. Alec, you want to create some hypothetical. I'm saying if Ripper would have posted something and linked the comms.
Your entire position, Black. Your entire position
is all based upon the comms that I listened to.
Because you think CCP made the right call because you think
No, I don't know what call CCP made.
Fine. You think that Erotica 1 was wrong. You think Ripper 10 was right.
No, I didn't say Erotica was wrong. I never said Erotica was wrong. I thought what I listened to on those comms was wrong. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Okay. Fine. Then every one of those comms are wrong. But
absolutely. If I knew they were in game, I would say they are wrong. Also,
kind of approach here, and I just don't agree with it. I'm sorry.
Wait, agree with what? How can you not agree with me? Listening to a human being be abused verbally on comms, Alec. How can you sit there as a human being and say that that person on those comms being verbally abused, be using the median of EVE Online to connect up with him, is not wrong? How
because
can you sit here and
because
say
I
that?
Care about more about the CSM, its integrity, and our community than some scammer
what integrity
verbally abusing
was costed,
some racist.
What was integrity was okay. costed in the CSM, Alec? Tell me the integrity that was spent by Ripper doing what he did on the CSM. He didn't violate the NDA. He didn't violate the EULA. He didn't violate the TOS. What integrity did Ripper cost the CSM, please?
I don't know if he violated the EULA or the TOS.
Okay, but I'm just saying, you tell me what did Ripper violate that says you're going to say he did something? Tell me what Ripper did wrong.
He organized a witch hunt against a player.
A witch
using
hunt? There
extremely...
was no witch hunt. He posted up a verbal abuse by an individual that put it on the e-forums for all...
Okay, so he organized a witch hunt using extremely hyperbolic language. He targeted a specific player through blog posts over the course of several days. And, you know, there was a big stink. And he caused a lot of collateral damage, not just for the perpetrator involved, but also his victim, who I agree acted like a piece of shit. I don't think that was appropriate to do. That's all. And can we get him Talk Power back?
CSM violation. No EULA violation, no TOS violation. He continued to maintain who he was as a blogger, wrote about it, was very careful not to break any NDAs.
The EULA.
Never broke any NDAs. I promise you, I can go through the EULA and I will promise you, I will show you that there are no EULA violations in anything that he blogged. Okay? And you know what? I don't even need to do that because the minute Jester hears that, he will probably write a blog showing that he violated no EULA or TOS violations in writing what he wrote about. He went to the e-forums, he found a link to a comms communication between a person that was putting it out there and drew our attention to it. That's all he did. So you show me him drawing attention to human beings on human being interaction and the meeting of EVE Online for that interaction taking place and how that violated the EULA and the TOS and what he did wrong. Sorry, he drew our attention to something that our game was being used for. And to sit here and make an argument in any way that Ripper did something wrong outside of the fact that he used the word torture and not abuse, torture and not hazing, torture and not something else, because
it's,
I promise
kind of
you,
a big
none
deal.
Of no, torture was a big deal. That word was a big deal to me. That's why I'm so far down on this list. It
torture,
bothers me that he used
evil,
the word torture.
Comparing it to domestic abuse.
Oh,
making
believe
some
me,
rather
I,
sexist
no.
comments about women on the blog.
Go look at my video blog. Go look at my video blog. I linked it to all the things he made mistakes on. I linked them based upon him being a blogger, not him being an EVE player. He made mistakes. All he had to do was link what took place in the comms, and every human being sitting in the forums, every human being that's playing EVE Online, when they look at that or listen to that and then begin to draw correlation to what they're trying to accomplish, is going to sit there and hopefully make the right decision. The
yes,
sad part
you're
is
right. That
the sad
is
part
all
is
he
did
do,
use
he
gasoline. He did pour gasoline in lighter fluid with the words he used.
And
me
think
and Ripper,
I think he should take responsibility for it. I don't think we should give him a pass just because Erotic
and that's
Ivana's
where
a bad
me and
person.
Ripper have our bent. Believe me, I am in constant. I talked to him. I said that's where my bent is. Knowing people that have been through torture. Knowing people that have actually committed suicide, knowing people that have actually suffered through child abuse, and being one of those advocates in that arena, I think his wording for a game and two morons getting on comms and acting completely irrational are wrong. And one being a victim and the other one being a predator are the things that we need to look at. As a gaming community. And
you just spent a half hour like yelling at me at the top of your lungs saying how you love him for what he did, how you wouldn't hesitate to do it for a second.
No, yes. No, no,
so
I
what
said
is
that.
It?
No, no,
are
no.
You
stop, stop.
For or against
drawing
you
to attention
on?
To it. Sorry. So now we're going to break down to the next level, Alec. You're right. I didn't yell at you. I said it is.
Oh, yeah, you did.
It is. No, it's the vocabulary used, because him drawing our attention is one thing. But then equating it to what he did, once he drew our attention to it and the movement was there, you don't need to continue doing what you're doing. Now, is what he did his right as a blogger? Did it violate the EULA? Did it violate the terms of service? No. Did it anger me? Yes. That has nothing to do with the game that we play. Erotica violated all the things that we're talking about. Ripper used language that I take a one-on-one, and I probably won't read his blog anymore. I won't log on to his forums anymore. But to say Ripper violated the terms of service and the EULA in the game that we play together, Alec, no. He used language that I think he was ignorant to the point that is saying, I'm using this, and I'm just going to use it to get this out there, and, whatever happens, happens. That's his responsibility. And my readership was minus one now for his entire blog post, for everything he does. As in, if Aronica wouldn't have been dealt with in the light that it was dealt with, it would have been minus one to CCP for my subscription as a player to this community if that human abuse would have been continued to allow to happen and the medium was EVE Online for it to be brought out. Because you know what? In real life, if I get tagged as somebody part of that community, which now I am now a CSM member, my real name's out there, if you don't think that has repercussions with me in real life, then you know what? Wake up, get your head outside the pillow, because the internet is not something that we can ignore any longer. There is no internet diplomatic immunity you can claim as, oh, that happened online. So all those things play into what we're dealing with. And to be on the wrong side of this, to say you're for that stuff, I promise you, in your real name
no
being out there.
Saying, no,
no but I'm
saying
that those are the
it.
Dangers
you keep
we go into.
This.
The CSM.
No one is doing that.
Yeah, but Alec, no, they're not doing it yet. They're not doing it yet, but the fact is Allie's real name is there. And if Allie comes out on the wrong side of this, as that being okay, is somebody who wants Allie's job or however it happens, or says, I can't believe, Allie, you actually support that guy abusing him on comms, and Allie's real name is the only real name that's out there, that's scary. And CCP has to protect the CSM members for making the right call on these human issues. Or we're not going to put our real name out there. And that's what's scary. The CSM and what we are becomes, it gets destroyed. More is being destroyed as we increase the legalese into this whole argument. It's not just about Ironica One and Ripper. It's about all, when you should throw the fucking rock into the pond, it's about the ways and what you actually knock down. And that's what's being knocked down. Good people playing E, stepping up, trying to make a better community, putting their real name out there now. And if this company allows that to happen, you don't think that's going to affect us in real life? Then you know what? I'm signing out today, and don't put my name next to CCP. Don't put me on the CSM. Because I can't allow that to happen, because it'll have real impacts into real life issues. And if we're so that naive that we can't see that happening, and we want to sit here and just claim the sandbox and play with our toys and allow Ironica's a shit in it, then you know what? Grow up, wake up, and get a clue, because it will. And it will affect you. Just wait till you have kids in high school and Facebook ends up into suspensions. Facebook ends up into freaking not only suspensions, but being expelled. Everything you do on the internet now has real life repercussions. And EVE Online is just catching up to that.
Well, Allie, would you like to address DNS Black's accusation that you support Ironica One and his torture practices?
I mean, I think I was pretty clear earlier that I don't. I mean, I end up having on this a very kind of oddly middle-of-the-road view, in that, like I say, I support the sandbox, I support metagaming, I support all that crazy stuff. And yeah, even the, you know, crazy kind of griefy stuff we do in game. I do believe there's a line, and I do believe Ironica One crossed it. I also, you know, I also take objection to some of the hyperbole that was used around it. You know, the whole blog post that kicked it off wasn't the best option. It made it harder for us to do our work. On the other hand, as I've said, especially if you want this to be a self-policing community, people should be able to write what they want. It's the framing and the other stuff that matters.
Well, let me ask you this, Allie. If you did disagree with the hyperbole, why didn't you say so at the time? I mean, you were in perfect position to. You were another CSM officer. I think it's fair to the voters out there to address why you were silent on that till nowish.
I mean, I was in all of my posts on the... in all of my posts on the subject, in all of my conversations on the subject, including the rather extended conversation we had on Declarations of War 71, I have been very careful to stay away from the hyperbole and to change the terms of the discussion if anyone is trying to frame it hyperbolically in front of me. So I have. I've been trying to work to make it a more productive discussion on the forums and on the forums in a couple of places, and on, you know, on our podcast, and certainly in conversations that I've had with various different players across. I mean, you heard the discussion we had on Norm TeamSpeak.
Certainly, yeah.
And it I maintained a commitment to trying to focus on the issue as it was, as it really was, and address it on its own terms.
I've taken a semi-chill pill, right? And Alec, please, my friendship with you and Allie and the whole nine yards, all right? I'm a coach, and in dealing with a lot of these things, there's a passion that comes to it. And in real life, when you see these things happen, sometimes the words, you know, you give people second chances based on the words that they use. But I'm sorry, I've seen kids get abused. I've done things as coaches to help prevent that. I've watched the kid on the team that doesn't have a chance, you know, step up and do something special, but yet, you know, he gets picked on or whatever. And I'm sorry, I take up that mantra and that cross every time as a coach. And it bothers me. It bothers me that we want to sit here and discuss human issues that were drawn out of the game that I really love to play to get away from them. And anytime somebody draws me back into them in the role that I'm in and having to become Brad King and not Dennis Black, they're going to get Brad King. And we want to talk about spaceships and real life 20,000 years in the future and all those things. Dennis Black, I have more fun. And my resume speaks to it. The people that are on my comms and what we do as a group is fun. And I'll support those people. But when it comes to human abuse, you're going to get Brad King. When you get to the inequities of people taking advantage of other people, you're going to get Brad King. It's just who I am. And you know, I have a lot of respect for the Allies and the Trebors who have found good balance as CSM members to try to step gently into both those areas. Because I'm sure there's times at CSM that Allie is challenged as a human being, and just as she's challenged as a Eve player. And as much as I get excited, as much as I get passionate about it, the one thing that I'll never stand by and watch, regardless of how it's brought to my attention, all right? I'm never going to shoot the messenger. I just will try to coach him better on producing a better message. I still have to address the issue that was brought forward. And I as much as I draw lines with Ripper, and you can read his endorsement on me, what took place, I can't sit here as a human being and have it affect what I truly enjoy to be my train set in my 20,000 years in the future, and the people I enjoy meeting, like the Allies, and in this channel, the God 7705s and the Alex and the Turtles. And I can go on and on and on about all the people at FanFest that I've either bought beer or they bought beer for me, and we laughed and joked and talked about killing each other. Those are the human beings that I care about. You know, I don't know where I'm going to be on people's ballots. That's not why I'm doing this. And that's why I'm not in this podcast. I'm doing it because you guys are playing something that most internet gamers have very little idea what we're about. And if we don't give CCP the liberty to act in those gray areas when it comes to the human side, and the 20,000 years in the future, to make a ruling not only based upon the business model, but based upon the protection of human life and the protection of the sandbox, then we're failing as people, as true EVE players and residents of the sandbox. We've got to put that ultimate trust in the individuals that are there in Iceland that created a game that has held our attention, that has us as human beings on comms talking about matters that, you know what, don't even get talked about in open forums in most of the schools that our kids attend. So believe me, all these are delicate subjects because they strike at so many different places. What we care is our hobby and what we care about as human beings. And as CSM members, I think we're the ones that bridge that gap. I think we are the ones that will definitely, and I know Allie has done, I know Trevor did, and are they going to make mistakes? Are they going to use the wrong terminology or the wrong words? Yeah, probably 90% of the time. But at least I give them the respect of saying, they're going to go full circle. They're going to allow the right process to take place, and good answers are going to happen because the discussions are taking place against human beings that are willing to put their real name out there for the love of the game. And if that's not worth having us in Iceland, or that's not worth having us in those private chats out there, then you know what? So be it. Do away with the CSM altogether, and let's just go about it, and let's see where we end up 10 years from now, because this game would exist if the CSM wasn't there doing their job. And ultimately, how this election happens, oh well. But as an EVE player, I'm going to stand up for what's right, both in the game and both outside of the game as human beings. And you'd fail as a person and as EVE player if you didn't recognize that and stand up for what is right. Because evil will triumph when good people don't stand up and do the right thing. And that's one thing I was taught a long time ago, and I stand by it to this day, whether I'm in my EVE character or whether I am out here in the real life altogether. So, yeah, you know, I'll end on that note, Alec, and I appreciate the forum. I appreciate the opportunity, and I want to apologize for getting so freaking excited that sometimes I don't communicate well, but at least you guys see how much I love both of these worlds, and it's quite interesting.
Well, you know, Black, the purpose of these debates, I mean, really this was the only one where I really expected anyone to get in a, maybe the 001 a little bit, but even then, it turned out to be not very fireworky at all. But like you said, this touches a lot of people's passions, and sometimes those passions are conflicting with one another. We want a sandbox, but we also want people to be respected and have certain values represented. We want to have our game, but we also recognize that the internet isn't walled off anymore. It has to interact with our real lives. That's especially true of CSM candidates, more so than most, because our names are released. But these things are really for our listeners to get to know all the candidates, get to know where they stand, whether or not they agree with you, and whether or not I agree with you is sort of irrelevant. I think everybody involved, Allie, Black, Jane and Xander both have had to go, as you might imagine, since this went a bit long, but I think all of you guys did a great job expressing yourselves and, you know, opening yourselves up to the voters, and, you know, ultimately they'll make the decision as to whether or not they see you as fit. I mean, I'm happy to have conversations about it, and, you know, it's good podcast content, so I'm happy to interject, you know, here and there and stuff, and have that debate with you, Black, about finer points of things, but really it's ultimately not up to us, it's up to them. And just like you've got, you know, certain principles you'll stand up for, I've got certain principles I'll stand up for, and I don't think they're as conflicting as you think they might be when you're getting a bit too excited. Just, you know, it's
you were conflicting with me, I tried to hook you up with a Portuguese woman down there in Iceland, so let's not go on that whole process.
Well, you know what, actually I want to just close on one note. And I'm thinking about it because it is from Trevor, who, you know, you work quite closely with. And my time with him...
He's one of my best friends in real life and in game.
He's one of my best friends to have. He's a really
awesome
person.
He's an awesome human being. I'm telling you right now, he is awesome.
And one thing that he taught me on the CSM, and I... You know, we butted heads quite often because I was... I'd say compared to... If I had to, like, stick you and Trevor on one end of the spectrum, I'd probably say I'm a bit closer to you than Trevor. But he did teach me a lot of important things.
That's why he loves you. He talks about you when he talks to me on the phone. He goes, you know, Brad, you're, like, talking to Alec. I can't stand this. And he says that to me. I'm like, Robert, do you not understand how me and Alec probably think 90% of the time exactly alike? What the fuck? You need to listen to this shit. I just want to take his bald head and beat it on the table till it bleeds, you know? I get that. I know where you're coming from.
But that's the thing. You know, it's not just, oh, he's opposite and that's it. There are some things to learn from him. One of the things that I learned was... I'm a guy that's into taking stands. I'm a guy that's into principles. But Robert's a guy that's into process. And he did teach me the value of that in a lot of ways. And I think as far as the CSM's concerned, you need to have a balance there. Where that balance is ultimately something that each CSM is going to have to decide for itself. You could be CSM-5 and write that open letter. You could be CSM-6 and hold back till you just get that thread knot ready to go when promises aren't being met. Or you could be CSM-7, where we held back a lot and tried to work from the inside to get what we felt was, and it wasn't necessarily in any what you would call a human issue. So most of it was game development issues, but the general idea of how to approach it, we tried to work behind the scenes as much as possible and not confront where we didn't have to. And CSM-8 has their own style, and CSM-9 will have their own style.
And I think what you're speaking to is exactly what Robert kind of he complimented me on. You don't find balance until somebody throws a bigger stone on the other side of the scale. All right, you don't work towards balance until all of a sudden somebody like an Alec or an Ally or an Xander or somebody out there, or even for the name that now shall not be spoken, Mitanni, throws a stone on the other side of the scale, and then balance begins to begin. It starts to we start to work towards it to find that common ground to reach those things that make it better for the EVE Online universe. And if no one ever throws a stone on the scale, what we end up with is the scale basically gathering dust and the challenges never happening and forcing people to think out of the side of the box or have a paradigm shift never takes place. So as much as we may be hated, Alec, and the allies might be the balancers that take place, and it's one of those things, it's that paradigm that we need to adapt in the community when we look at the CSM process. To whereas, when the stones hit the scale on the one side, the people that are making the decisions on the other side are going to try to find that balance. And I believe me, in real life, I went into my first contract negotiation and that's not how I thought. By the time I was done and it became a state rep, it's exactly what I began to look at as to what side the stone is on and how can we find the middle ground and the balance. And I got hats off to CSM 5, 6, 7, and 8 because they have weighted the stone for us in CSM 9 so much that they've created so much balance that it's kind of hard. I'll be honest. It's hard to find those talking points. It's hard to find those angles. And, we got to dig into the dredges of Summer and Aronica and all those really dirty places we got to go to find the stone. And as far as gameplay goes, the challenges are still there, but believe me, if I can do half or if, working with Allie, because she's going to get elected. If you guys don't vote for Allie, you're fools.
Plus one on that one.
Yeah, I'll be
without
honest.
Without a doubt, one of the best.
She is. She's
CSM
the continue. She's the She's the continuation of what CSM's all about. If I don't make the panel and Allie does, then I, then we are light years ahead in moving into the future of this game. And the fact of the matter is, that's kind of self-sacrificing, but it remains so true because as you look at the process that needs to continue with the people that have been there before us, that's more important than all of a sudden electing the overturn. We get the stone there and the first 6 months is the learning process. We can't have that happen in this. And that's why it's important to look at those candidates, but yet those incumbents need to also recognize that having new blood, the energy that comes in, the Xanders, the Dinas Blacks, and the others, those are important also. And the Sugar Kyles, and it's important to have energy. It's also important to have consistency. And I'll wrap it up. You're right. I'm sorry. I've gone way too long, and I'm scrolling it down. But thanks, Alec, for the median you provide with this podcast. I think it's going to be epic if anybody makes it through it. And I'm done.
Well, this has been eye-opening. Thank you guys for tuning in to the second half of this issue panel. Hope you enjoyed listening to it. Go out there and vote. I want to thank all the candidates that appeared here, and Allie Arras for her infinite patience. And thank you for editing this in such a fantastic fashion. Go out and vote, guys. The polls are going to be open by the time you're listening to this. Vote. Get your friends to vote. Good hunting, listeners.
Because I sound like I don't? I sound like I don't have a job? Oh, my God, you dumb mother stupid fuck!
You're way the fuck at the bottom, dude. Are you fucking serious? You're not positive. You're negative as fuck.
I killed you because you've not got a manly name. You're called the princess.
Is my sister account? Shut the fuck up. You fucking twat!
Hey, did you just say vote for Obama?
I said if anybody is going to, I'm going to mute them right away.
Hey man, I'm voting for Obama. He's the best president this country's ever had, man. There's no way you can say that.
You've got to be fucking kidding me.
I'm not kidding you, man. He's the best president this country's ever had. He's better than that George W. Bush.
You're a complete fucking moron. What country do you live in?
Well, I vote for
Obama.
Where
are you from?
I'm from Texas.
Where are you? You're in Texas? You're going to vote for Obama? We have the highest unemployment rate in history, and you're going to vote for that guy again.
Hey, he's done loads for this country, man. He's done a lot for this country.
Like what?
He's been helping a lot of people getting jobs now because of Obama, but in the last administration.
Oh, you're a complete fucking...
Hey, you don't know nothing about politics, man.
How do you people get so fucking dumb? Really, how do you get so fucking stupid?
Hey, I'm not stupid, man. I just know a lot more about politics than you.
Do you have any idea how bad of a president he is? Do you have any fucking clue?
Hey, man, I know a lot more about politics than you do.
Do you really have any fucking clue?
Hey, I suggest you stop getting angry. I'll stop getting angry. You don't know nothing about politics. Obama's a great man.
Obama pulled our troops out.
Oh, God, if I could get a hold of some of you sons of bitches, I'd love to rip the fucking larynx out of your goddamn throat.
Hey, do you
want to
do some deep breath exercises? Because you seem to be a bit angry.
Morons!
You suck some air in now. You're going to suck some air in now, if you can do that for me, please.
You have got to be kidding me. If I could get a hold of you, you son of a bitch, I'd bash your fucking head in the wall for being a fucking idiot. Is there, like, a sign-up sheet on the Second Life homepage, only fucking idiots allowed? I have a fucking job. How would you know whether I have a job or not?
Is OIP
Stop being a pussy and get on the microphone. Because I sound like I don't? I sound like I don't have a job? Oh my God, you dumb mother stupid fuck!
Hey, you just sound like you ain't got a job, man.
I can get a hold of you fucking people!
Hey, man, I'm not being rude to you. You just don't sound like you have a job, man.
Pieces of shit!
Man, you need to calm down. We're going to do some deep breath exercise. You're going to do it after me. You're going to suck some air in.
You dumb motherfucker!
Okay, if you like to suck the air in.
Seriously!
If you like to blow the air out. If you like to suck the air in. Okay, you need to calm down. I'm just trying to explain to you that Obama is the best president we've had. You haven't got a job because you can't
you
be bothered to get a job.
My voice sounds like I don't have a job? Are you... what the fuck is that?
Hey, you just sound like you don't have a job. No one's going to employ you with that attitude, dude. No one's going to take you on. You can't stand that.
Oh, my God.
Man, you got to help yourself. You can't blame Obama for your laziness.
Really?
Hey, you don't have to despise me. Just listen to what I'm saying. Hey, mate, calm down. I don't annoy you. Calm down. Just take on board what I'm saying, dude.
You fucking pieces of dumbass shit!
Can anybody
have any... You stupid, 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 stupid motherfuckers!
Yeah,
you dumb fucking morons!
Hey, I'm not a moron, man.
How the fuck do you get that stupid? Explain it to me!